Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In our household, I do the grocery shopping, and I do it because I like to do it, and Marianne doesn't, and that way I get to buy stuff that's not healthy. But you don't care, dear, do you?
Well, you know, it's true, sort of. No, not exactly true. But I do like that I have trained you to go to the grocery store and get you the things at least that I want. And then sometimes you even hide what you buy for yourself, which is so amazing to me because you're a grown man.
No, I don't do that anymore. I swear I don't. I know that you've got some savvy tips to help all of us avoid some shopping mistakes today. And that sounds interesting.
Yeah, and these are some mistakes that you should ditch because it's going to save you money and time and also a little bit of sanity when you go to the grocery store. So I have 5 mistakes that you should avoid if you're going to the grocery store.
All right, let's find out who's guilty of these.
Okay, the first one is shopping blind, okay? And that means make a list, which I know that now you do because you hate coming back home and then you forgot something, which is what happens a lot. Like if you don't, I mean, like that just makes common sense. Sometimes you just forget it. So I do see you writing things down. The only problem is I think the way you write it down is that you send yourself an email.
I do that.
That is just not efficient.
Well, I don't write down what I want to buy for me. This is just what you want. So I don't want to mess that up.
But an email? I mean, couldn't it just be like notes or something or a piece of paper?
I'll change my system.
Yes, change it. But also, if you hit the store without a list, you're going to probably go up and down almost every aisle just assuming that you're going to see what you need, and it'll spark your memory and then you'll grab it, and that's okay if you've got a lot of time, but chances are you're going to forget something and then you have to go back.
Yeah, it's more efficient.
So,
I know.
Yeah, it's way more efficient to stick to the list. All right, mistake number 2 is shopping while hungry. We all hear about this, but it's not diet advice, it's about money, okay? It's not...
Oh.
Yes, and see, now your ears perk up,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, of course you're going to make less healthy choices if you're starving when you hit the store, but you're also going to overbuy. And so, you know, you always lose money when you overstock on healthy food, by the way, which is weird to hear because, you know, you would think, okay, yeah, just buy more lettuce, buy more celery, whatever. But that's actually not the case because junk food is what has more preservatives and a longer shelf life. So you end up also being less healthy because you buy more of the stuff that needs to be thrown out. Mm-hmm. So if you shop when you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that you could do is if you forget to eat before you go to the grocery store, just go to the front of the store and get a protein bar and eat that while you shop.
Right, and that's one of the good things about not having to wear your mask all the time in the grocery store now, because it's easier to snack while you shop. And you mentioned something interesting about stocking up. That's not always a good idea, is it?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. That's mistake number 3 is always buying large. So there's no question that if you buy something large, it costs less per piece or per ounce than a smaller version of it. But you're going to only enjoy those savings if the product is something that you're going to completely use up before the expiration date. Because everything has an expiration date, even pantry items and condiments that have a long life, they eventually deteriorate. So if... you know, everybody in your family is going through, you know, like ranch dressing, like it's a beverage, then yes, go to one of the big stores and grab a giant keg of it. But if you're trying like a new recipe that calls for an exotic ingredient that you've never used before, only buy a small amount, because it turns out that if you love it, then you can buy a big one.
Mm-hmm.
But big doesn't always mean that you're going to save, because a lot of, I mean, look, I don't know if you've noticed, Bob, but please do this when you get home. In our bathroom downstairs, like our powder room, I bought a gigantic thing of hand lotion, and now like it's 3/4 of the way done, and we have to throw it out because it got dry.
Yeah, well, and the dispenser that pump won't reach down far enough to get the last couple inches of it anyway.
Yeah, so we would have been better off buying a small one then get a new fresh one when that's done.
All right, I'll send myself an email to remind myself to do that.
Yes, send yourself an email and then open your emails. Okay. Mistake number 4 is buying things that are out of season. So if you'll notice, the produce section of the store is always stocked, and the strawberry display always looks like super full. But, okay, let's forget that out-of-season things just don't taste the same. But there's also this financial factor to think about. So out-of-season fruit and vegetables are anywhere from 20 to 400% higher than when they're in season, depending on how far they travel to get to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when things are available all the time, we can blindly just add them to our carts without checking the prices. And then, you know, you'll feel the squeeze at the checkout.
And let's get to mistake number 5, the final one.
Mistake number 5 is ignoring the store brands. A lot of people think that store brand means generic or lesser quality than the national brands, but that's not the same. Like, for example, Costco Kirkland brand vodka is the same exact vodka as the super premium Grey Goose. It comes from the same distillery. You just aren't paying for the Grey Goose marketing and packaging. So store brands really are a great way that you can save.
Okay,
so
well, let's get
on those.
When I get my root beer, I'll remember that. I'm looking at your website, SavvyPlanet.com, Savvy with a dash between Savvy and Planet.com. And I guess this was last week's, right, the pan-seared tuna with avocado and cilantro ginger sauce. Ooh, looks good.
Yes. I know you like it. All these things you've eaten, everything that that comes out on our website, because I experiment on you.
Bob tested.
And, it's Bob tested, and I love to make things that are healthy so that people don't feel like they have to eat out all the time because, you know, it's expensive, and also you don't know what they put in things, you know, and you can make such good food in a super simple way. So, as you know, you've been bringing home a lot of asparagus lately, and this is, like, so simple. Anybody can do this, but I am crazy about eating asparagus, and I've mastered how to make it with just a couple of ingredients, and, of course, one of those ingredients is garlic. I mean, I could seriously eat the side vegetables, like, several times a week, and we often do.
Yep.
So that's what you'll get in your inbox if you are a subscriber to Savvy-Planet.com.
Marriage and dating tip, always be with someone who likes garlic as much as you do. I'll see you soon.
Bye, Bob.